Okay, so today is April 4th. Okay, April 4th, 2018. So we're going to return to lesson number 80, the circles with the arm, your head, your trunk, your pelvis. Right, we got sidetracked 2 weeks ago, if you guys remember. And we kind of did some crawling stuff, and then it led to last week's lesson. And so we're circling back around it, so to speak. So as we always do, starting off on your backs, with your arms down by your side, your legs long, is we always begin a lesson by beginning to check in with oneself, ourselves, observing and noticing the way that we're making contact on the floor, what parts of us are touching, what parts of us are perhaps not touching, what parts of us feel comfortable, and maybe there's parts of us that are less comfortable, or we don't even know that right now. So there's lots of ways to draw your attention to yourself, to sense yourself. And I just run through some thoughts or ideas to draw your attention to yourself. But I'm sure all of you have your own way of becoming present with yourself. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. If there's any tightness or discomfort or maybe lack of motion to one side, you just become aware of these things. It's just awareness, right? You're just witnessing where you are today with yourself. And then as you bring your head back to the center, begin to observe and notice your breath and your breathing. So that means there's an inhalation, a pause, your exhalation, and a pause. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start in sitting. So you're going to bring yourself up to sitting with your legs crossed. Okay, you can either lean your hands next to you or on your knees, okay, or your thighs. First of all, observe how you sit with your legs crossed, okay? We're going to do a little bit of rounding your back backwards and then arching forward, okay? So round, don't look, Betsy, close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes, right? So you just, what does it mean to round, right? You round your back, so tuck your tailbone under, round your back, and then lift your tailbone, bring your belly forward and arch your back, right? Why is it important to close your eyes? Okay, there's like several things that happen, but there's two really, really important things that happen when your eyes are closed. First and foremost is you're now in you. You're not seeing what the windows look like and the weather outside and is the flag blowing. Because all those little distractions through your eyes take your mind there. And then you're no longer aware of yourself. So think less of your head, Betsy, round with your spine. Remember your butt. Round your butt. Round. Your butt goes backwards. Round. There you go. That's rounding with your pelvis. And then get tall. Arch. There you go. That is not this. Okay? Round, there you go. Right? So that's the first reason to have your eyes closed, is then you're really present with you. You filter out lots of distractions. And then the next most important thing is it allows you to sense and feel. Okay, so Brigitte, feel what you're doing. You're leaning back. So that's called leaning back. That's gonna like light up your hip flexors more than they already are. That's why sitting's hard. Okay? So.
But I don't really feel the tailbone.
Yeah. Just think of rounding. Pull. Think. There you go. That's enough. That's it. There you go. Okay. And now, can you start to make a circle? And this will get easier, but think of making a circle with your pelvis. So again, as I describe these things, okay, Betsy, this is why you don't look, right? Because everybody in the room is doing something different, okay? Why are they doing something different?
Because they can.
No. And it's important for me as the teacher. Why would everybody be doing things different? So I asked you to make, excellent. I asked you to make a circle with your pelvis. So that's the part you're sitting on. Okay, so for a lot of you, it's like, well, wait a minute. I'm sitting on that big thug. It's like a rock. How am I supposed to move that? So you're moving your head, you're moving your shoulders. That's what's moving, not your pelvis. Okay, so does that give you some clues? Figure it out. So you're to move your pelvis. Yes, that big round part that you're sitting on. Not your head and your shoulders. So how can you get a lot quieter with your head and shoulders and move your pelvis? So remember when we did left and right? Let's go back to left and right. One side of the pelvis comes up, one side is down. That's it, Betsy. So lift one butt cheek up. There you go, Betsy. Figure it out. Lift it up. That's it. And if you want to put your hands on the floor next to you so you can really feel lifting up, don't use the hands. Don't use the hands. Put them down softly. Is that easier? Remember Weeble's wobble? So really, really lean. Let's all go to the right. The whole outside of your right knee is resting on the floor. So put your right hand down so you don't fall over. Lean to the right. Lean. Get off your left butt. You're completely off the left side of your butt. Your butt can lift in the air, you guys. Come back, let's go over to the other side. And when I say lean, you lean on your hand, not down on your forearm yet. Okay, but I want the whole right side of your butt up. Oh my God, can we breathe? Whew, breathe. You think I was asking something really difficult. Okay, try it on your own. Get that butt cheek up, that's it. Left, right. Okay, rest on your backs. See, Betsy, why you don't watch?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's really important about as I describe the movements is people will do what they interpret I say and what they know to do in their body. And so that's part of the learning here, is to learn, oh, what does this mean? How can I create what she's asking me to do? Can you rest with your legs long instead of standing? Yeah. Let's come back up to sitting, but this time I'm going to make it easier. Your legs get to be long, and you're going to place your hands next to you. Okay, so this is one of the things to notice with you when you I ask you to make your legs long. Those of you that have your legs straight as arrow, you know, straight and stiff in front of you. Okay, so try to break away from that. Can you spread your legs a little bit apart? Right, so if your legs are completely straight in front of you, it's pretty hard to move your pelvis. So you give a little space. Your hands are next to you, okay? Now let's go back to rounding and arching. Let's see if this is a little easier, Brigida. So you tuck the pelvis under, right? Again, pay attention to what you're doing. It's not dropping your head. We're speaking of your pelvis. So round and then arch. That's fine, Betsy. That's it. And now, can you go left and right? Can you bring all your weight onto your right butt cheek and then your left? And now, can you make a circle with your pelvis? And can you breathe?
It's hard. Breathing.
The breathing part's hard, I know, right? So, and then change the direction of the circle. Okay, rest on your backs. Okay, so let's try coming back up to sitting. And again, let's try to work with your comfort level here with your legs, right? And just let your legs be relaxed. So if your legs are straight out like this, you see it's really hard, right? There's not a lot of places to move. When your legs are apart, your legs can roll. There's a lot more movement with my pelvis, okay? We're gonna place our right hand next to us. And we're going to raise your left hand looking at it. And you're going to start to make a circle with your left hand, feeling that your whole trunk and your buttocks is making the circle. Okay? So what you're not doing is you're not sitting here like this doing this, unless you want to really hurt your arm. And again, you're looking at your hand, your arm making a circle on the ceiling. So what you also feel is that your weight changes on your right hand. It moves. It's sometimes on the inside, it's sometimes on the outside. And now see if you can allow your knees to be more relaxed, you guys. Bend the knees a little bit. Just soften your legs. Let your legs and hips be relaxed. Beautiful. That's the idea. Now, can we change the direction before we rest? That's it, Betsy. Now round back though. You're missing the rounding back. So, right, so. The rounding back is hard for a lot of you. I think I can take off my jacket now. Warming up. Rest your arm. Okay. Betsy, this is when you get permission to look. Okay? So, again, what do the legs have to do with the pelvis? Right? If you're really stiff like this here, you're stiff here. So, of course, you don't know what it means to round, right? Because you're like, And so a lot of you are doing everything like this. That's what it looks like. Okay, can you see me good? Is this a better angle, right? Okay, right? So rounding, here's your pelvis. Put your hands here, your butt here, whatever you want to do. You round. You see how I round? That, look at my head. My head's not leaning forward. Okay, that is not this. Unless you want to snap your neck off, right? I'm rounding. Right, do you have a seam on whatever kind of pants you're wearing, right? The seam curls under, and then you lift to arch. Ah, now Betsy's getting it. And you know why this is hard? What's happening on the front side? Well, oh, along those lines, Betsy's getting it. What's happening on your front side? Your core is engaged. Hello? Your core is engaged. Why do you think you're avoiding it?
Because it's weak.
Yes! Right? Right? So you want to do this. Oh, let's drop my head. There we go. Then there's no core engagement. Okay? Okay, are we getting it? Okay, back to our hand now. Hand, you're going to make the circle. Right? And you're making a circle with your pelvis. So when you round back, Betsy, right? See, I'm rounding, right? There's a lot of core work here to hold me up. I'm not doing it in my hips. Much better. And now can you breathe? And can you shift your weight, right? Look at your hand. That's it, Bonnie. Lift the chest. That's it. Feel how your weight changes on that right hand. Now change the direction. Oh my gosh, you look so much better. Can you breathe? Can you breathe and watch those fingertips? Okay, rest on your backs now. Much better. Right, so again, Betsy, like I always say, nobody's stupid in here. There's a reason why people don't go to do something. And this part of this class is a discovery. Why am I not doing that? She just asked me to do that. Why am I doing it with my head? And so in the understanding, it becomes available. Does that make sense? Okay, so we're going to come up and we're going to just change our arms, okay? And you'll see it's going to change the whole thing, right? So the left hand's next to you. And your right arm. And again, some of you, this is hard to look up, right? Some of you want to keep your head here. So when your head is down, then you kind of collapse here, right? It's like reaching for something. Right, and then you start to make the circle, and again, you're making the circle not only with your arm, but because your arm is connected to your trunk, you're making a circle with your pelvis. So you go forward, to the side, back. And what is it like to make a circle now with your right arm? How is it different? And this whole side of your body following. Beautiful, Corinne. And now that's it. And now change the direction. So much better, you guys. So much better. Really feel the use of your whole trunk. And can you also sense there's a lightness to you? And if you're not sure, just for a moment, we'll pause, and I want you to just make a circle with your arm. Nothing else moving. It gets pretty exhausting. Right? Rested on your back. Right? That's exhausting. So when you involve the whole self, it's much easier to support the limbs to carry out movement, to have power and strength. Okay, come back up to sitting. We're going to bring your left hand behind your left knee. Okay? So it's a little funny. Instead of being on the floor, you're going to bring your right hand up. So this is just going to take away a little stability. Left hand behind the left knee. Right hand up. Listen, why are you looking? Look at your hand. It's exactly what you did. Making a circle. So now you really have to shift your weight in your pelvis. Otherwise, it feels a little tipsy-turvy, right? All we did is change one position with the left arm, right? And you feel more vulnerable, don't you? Yep. Breathe. So when in doubt, think of your pelvis making the circle. And keep the circle on the ceiling. Some of you start making a circle in front of you. That's it. Change the direction. Lynn, beautiful. So some of you are really discovering and developing going back, this rounding. So your core is really getting engaged. Because it really isn't about the arm or making circles at all. Rest on your back. But this is what we kind of started launching 2 weeks ago, right, was the potency of involving your whole self. That's why we got into the crawling, remember? Is engaging the pelvis with the rest of yourself, your trunk, and how important that is. Do you recall the conversation about like getting in and out of the car, bending, twisting, reaching, all the activities, legs long, that we do that involve our whole self? Okay, come on up, and we're going to change your arms and hands. So that means the right hand is under the right knee, your left hand is up, and you start to make your circle, right? And this has a lot to do with balance, right? How is your balance organized, one side compared to the other? And then when you feel ready, you change direction of the circle. And it really is very different going one direction than the other. So I would like you to explore changing the direction as needed. Rounding back, feeling that core involved, right? That's it, Bonnie. Now come over to the other. Yep. Okay, and let's rest again. Let's come up to sitting. This time, you're going to take your left hand with the arch of your right foot. So you got to bend your knees a little bit, right? Right hand up, and you're going to make your circle. So you're going to change your weight distribution. So this is not as much rounding back as really making like a saucer, a circle on your butt. And again, when you feel ready, you're going to change the direction. You're going to go the other direction, right? So each time we change it a little bit, so you're a little bit more upright with this position. And then you change the direction again. Good. Rest on your back. Let's come up, right hand with left foot, left hand up. Again, making our circles a little bit more upright. You're not rounding back as much. It's just because we've changed the position. Following the left hand and then changing the direction of the circle. When do you decide to change it? How does it affect the movement? Your breath and your breathing. Beautiful. Rest again on your back. So remember, when you're resting, have your legs long, your arms long. Okay, so from here we're going to introduce a little bit on your back now that'll feel maybe significantly easier. So staying on your back, you're going to bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, and bring your right arm to the ceiling. And so what we've done in the past is we've started with your right leg, right, the movement of pushing into the floor and rolling the pelvis. And now what you're going to do is you're going to start the movement with making a circle with your right arm, and you're going to utilize the right leg in standing to help move the trunk. Okay, so did you hear what I said? You're going to utilize the leg to move the whole trunk, because what some of you immediately started doing is just making a circle with the arm, cranking in the shoulder. That's not what we're doing. So you should be making a circle where you reach across you, your back and shoulder comes off the floor, and so hence the right foot pushes and you roll. Your head always stays down though. Head stays down, your head rolls. Never lift your head. Roll your head, roll your pelvis. Think you're gonna reach across you. Right? Make a big circle. That's it. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. And then change the direction of the circle. So your head rolls on the floor, your trunk is connected with your arm, your pelvis, right? Make it as big of a circle as you want. Can you breathe? Bonnie, you're not breathing today. I don't want to do CPR. There. Really, really move. Really make sure that you're breathing. Right? So, why do I say that? So, some of you are just very unaware that you're not breathing. And for some of you, it's just a really bad habit, that's all. That as soon as you start to move, you stop breathing, you hold your breath. So it's really important to feel that you can move and breathe simultaneously. So now we're gonna do it a little longer. You can even, the back row is doing so great here that they're like really making this huge circle, that the circle's now touching the floor and goes around them and over them, right? So some of you think you just need to keep your arm in the air, but can you make this circle nice, Brigida, so that you touch the floor on the right side, right? Bring the arm down. Make a circle with your whole body. Yes, come over your head. There you go, Lynn. Don't lift your head. Let it roll. Feel the trunk connected. Now, did you change directions yet? Let's change direction. So, Betsy, come a little bit more over to your left side, right? So, come bring the arm across you. Reach. Roll. More. I want you to come all the way and roll onto that left arm. Bonnie, that looks beautiful. There you go. Maybe you're worried about that.
Maybe.
Okay, just relax. Relax. There you go. And this is going to just roll there. Okay, rest on your backs. Did everyone have a good Easter? So my second favorite film was on Saturday night, so I recorded it. I love that you can record something and then watch it later. And now I have it for, well, hopefully forever. The Ten Commandments. It's a really beautiful film. But boy, is it long. So that's what I did on Easter, as Lola and I snuggled and watched. But you know, it was one of the first films that was done in color. So the color is just amazing. Okay, we're gonna try the left side. I wanted to allow you to rest a little longer. Let's bend the left knee, bring the left arm up. So, you know, let's approach this starting slow, working yourself into it, right? Because we know how the circle can get really large and bringing the arm to your sides. But what's important is just to start off slow, feeling the connection of your left arm with your trunk, feeling the connection to your pelvis, right? You know, it's how do you do a large movement without being in a hurry? And are there places within the movement that you hesitate? That are maybe places where you're, yeah, see this bottle's bugging you.
Okay, move it.
I'm gonna move it. Right, when something's on the floor in your way, it subconsciously keeps you from just doing what you can do. That's it. No, the leg gets to move.
Okay.
In this one, I didn't say the leg has to stay still. Yep, and other times we have. Yeah, so let your head, remember, your head rolls, your head and eyes are following the hand, right? And you're making this circle, and you're letting your body follow. So it's the trunk, the torso. And then you change direction again. Right? What is it like to go in the opposite direction? How is your breath and your breathing? Excellent. Come back onto your back and rest. Okay, I'm going back to my movie. Did any of you guys watch it when you were a child? Has anybody not seen it? You haven't seen it, huh?
For so long, I barely remember it.
You guys. Ben-Hur, Gone with the Wind, where have you guys been? Those are all 4-hour films. Well, you know, the thing is, I you know, and hopefully this isn't, you know, it may be for some of you like a religious thing, so I can somewhat understand that. If you can just put that aside, because that's not why I like it. I love the film because the use of language is extraordinary. It's a level of language that is so far gone now for us that it's like Shakespeare. It's these beautiful one-liners that have so much depth and meaning, and just the color and, you know, it's a story. Yeah, I think if you can let go of worrying about too much religion and just, it's just a story, but just the color and stuff, it's just really beautiful. But the use of language is captivating for me. And films that were done a long time ago are, they're just so much slower. I have a hard time with some of the stuff that comes out right now. It's like things are moving so quickly on the screen, right? It's like I can't follow it. Okay, let's come back up to our sitting position. Legs long. And now we're going to just explore making this circle even larger, right? Just like we did, right? We're going to start with your right hand. So your left hand gets to have freedom. It can be by your side. You can move it in between you, right? So before we had here, we had here, we had here, right? So I want to see how big, maybe you lean back, right, onto your forearm. Bringing your circle around. How big can you make your circle? And really encompass. It's like a circle around you. Okay? So allow your left hand to move, your pelvis to move to support you. How big can you make your circle? Really going out to the sides. So again, let that left arm cross your body. Some of you are keeping the left arm to the left. That makes it pretty hard to go to the right. Right? What if you bring the left hand all the way over to the right side? Corinne, you're the first one to even attempt that. Yeah, what if you bring it over, right? You can lean on the left arm to the right side of your body. Let the whole left side of your pelvis lift up. Twist your trunk. That's it, Lynn. So now some of you are getting the idea that there's a twisting involved, right? So now we're twisting our trunk. Beautiful. Now let's change the direction. So how did our legs get straight and pointed again?
Compensation.
There you go. See if you can let your legs roll a little bit in and out. So as you're doing this, let your legs change position. Lynn, really beautiful. Knees in and out, right? Nia, beautiful, right? Right, so there's some lessons where I don't give you a lot of room to try things, and this is a lesson where I'm giving you a lot of room. Okay, rest on your backs. So are you guys curious what my first favorite film is? Yeah, it is. My favorite film is The Sound of Music. All right, so that's singing. You know, I like a lot about language, voice, the stories. I saw that. I haven't seen that for a while. I need to see that one sometime. It was on Sunday? See, I was watching my recorded Ten Commandments. Okay, let's come up. We're now going to bring the left arm up, right? Is that right? Yes. Make circles with the left arm. Your right arm gets to explore being everywhere. Left arm up. Right? So you can reach the right arm over to the left, move your pelvis, move your trunk, and now as you're doing this, can you just start to think in the background how this would be useful to reach for things, how to twist, to turn. See if you can let go more with your legs. Some of you still keep your knees straight pointed up. Can you roll to the outside of one leg? Nia, you're doing really good with this. The inside. Why do you hold your legs so much? Let your legs be just like noodles. They go in, they go out. Okay, let's pause for a moment. Do you guys mind? This is so embarrassing. Remind me your first name.
Donna.
Donna! My wife. And Nia? Okay, do you two mind continuing? And the rest of you, I just want you to watch them. So they're different. Okay, so I want you to realize you can do things different. But what I want you to look for, you guys close your eyes. Just start going. What I want you to see about these two is the level of freedom, right? How just let go. Yeah, she's now, Donna's not doing as well because you're self worried. Why are you self-conscious? Okay, you watch Nia then too. So you see, look at her legs, right? They're just, right? Loosey goosey. The rest of you are stiff as pencils. Why? Right? So, and now can you reverse it, change it? See, she can just stop and change. But she just, look at, they just flop, they turn, and look at how much movement she has with her pelvis, right? And her trunk. Okay, now let's come back to it. Sissy, I do let you watch once in a while. There is occasionally a time. So try it. And the thing that I'm hoping you'll get, I'm really keep circling around with this connection between your pelvis and your upper body, right? Your trunk. So play with it now and ask yourself, where do I hold? Where can I let go? Where do I hold? Where am I stiff? Where am I hesitant? Where can I let go? Because those places of holding are holding you back with everything in life. And yes, there might have been time, like Lynn over here, where she needed to hold. You had an accident, you had a surgery, right? It's a protection. But then you don't need to hold anymore. That's it. Really explore. Could you go all the way? That's it, Nia. Go all the way even over into the tummy. Come up on the knees. Like, right? I'm giving you a lot of room. You can bring in variety, variation. Right? So if you were going to be reaching for things, or if you had to crawl through the jungle, oh, so much better, right? Let that pelvis move. Let that head move. Reach across you, Corinne, reach. Beautiful, Lynn, much better. Okay, now rest on your backs. We're getting there. Legs long. That was good. Ah. Right, so this goes back to, how do you get in and out of the car? Wait, how are you going to roll in a minute to your side and come up to sitting and standing? How are you going to bend over and grab your shoes and put on your shoes? So everything you just did is about that. It's how your whole self is involved. And when we go through this, just feel how nice it feels lying there now, right? That sense of aliveness, freedom. Nothing hurts because you've distributed the work throughout your whole self. Gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. See how that feels now? Probably super loosey-goosey. Right? What neck? So I'm going to ask you again this week, like we did 2 weeks ago, is to see if you can really kind of leave with this. And allow yourself periodically to reflect and, you know, how are you reaching for something? How do you put things in your trunk? How do you get things out? You know, just see if it can saturate your daily life a little bit over the next week. Sound reasonable? Okay. So in saying that, let's have you roll to your side, come to sitting and come to standing to see how you feel from this lesson.